Hey, everybody. Welcome back here to Let's Get Local on this fine Saturday as we chug along on our great program. Again, thanks to Madison Water Utility and Evolution Financial for being our sponsors for the program. If you're interested in sponsorship, again, reach out to Devil Radio, devilradio927.com. You can find out information about how to reach out, talk to Luke about joining the group of people who want to help support local businesses, want to support this radio station, and get the word out about all the great organizations we have right here that are unique to our Madison, Dane County, and the South Central Wisconsin region who checks into this program. Of course, we have worldly listeners as well via the internet. And we also talked to our next guest who thinks very worldly, and him and his partner James started up this wonderful organization called Ethical Trade Co. And we bring in Manuel now. Manuel, good morning to you, and thanks for taking time to talk to us about Ethical Trade Co. today on Let's Get Local.
Good morning, Jason. Thanks so much for having us on here.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's so interesting. I talked to James, I think it was a few months ago, four or five months ago, and learned a little about the organization. Didn't know a lot before that. That's why I really wanted to help tell your story today. The founding of it is incredible. Please tell us the backstory of Ethical Trade Co. and how it all got started.
Yeah. So James and I did some extensive international travel with a nonprofit we worked with and saw a lot of extreme poverty. Actually, I came across slavery for the first time in 2001 in Indonesia, in Sumatra, in a tire factory. And it really broke my heart. And as we were working to help people, we tried to figure out what's the most effective way. You know, we would see a lot of money going to places like Haiti after the earthquake and not making a lot of difference because there was a lack of empowering people from the ground up. And so we've thought that, you know, it'd be worthwhile to experimenting to see if giving people jobs and dignity would actually lift them out of extreme poverty and help them, you know, to avoid trafficking.
Wow. I just think an amazing inspiration for you guys and wanting to do something. How did that experience and those experiences translate into Ethical Trade Co. and the impact you're trying to make with this company?
Yeah, so we originally started out by just buying things from vendors on the streets of India and Nepal that we had met. And we're surprised to see that people here actually liked those things and that they sold. And as we did that, we thought, man, if this is working, maybe we can do more. You know, maybe we can partner with people that actually rescue, rehabilitate trafficked women, or even start businesses in areas where there's generational prostitution. And by giving an alternative, which would be more work and, you know, maybe more difficult, you could avoid prostitution, which to us was, you know, a horrible thing to see girls sold and trafficked and tricked into working in the brothels in Delhi and in other places. And so little by little, we morphed into a anti-trafficking store and, you know, learned our lessons. Are still learning our lessons, but we're, you know, happy to be where we are today.
So you took this mission, this experience, created a company to help kind of make your own little piece of a difference in this world towards a better and just world. So that's just an incredible thing. Look how you guys have done that. You merged inspiration, mission, and a business model to make that all work. Tell us a little bit about Ethical Trade Co., how people can find you, because I know you had a pop-up for a while. You have a location currently physically. People can order online. Tell people more about that stuff, how they can help support your business and your mission.
Yeah, thank you. So we are currently located at 1702 South Park Street. There is a local church that made a space available while they're not using their building during COVID. So we're very happy to be able to be here with a storefront. We're open Thursday and Friday from 11 to 6. And then Saturdays from 11 to 5. So if you want to even come by today, we're over here. I'm going to be here till 5 p.m. And we're also online, have an online store at www.ethicaltradeco.com. And you can order contactless local pickup or, you know, just get it conveniently shipped to your own house door. And in terms of products we have, is it okay if I talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, please. I want to know more. Tell everybody.
Okay, great. Yeah, so we have bath and body products that are made here in the United States in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as well as in Tennessee by women safe from sex trafficking here locally. We have chocolates, very wide range of chocolates. And I always tell people, when you eat chocolate, you do not want the blood of innocent children on your teeth. So, you know, some people laugh at that. It's meant to lighten the mood, but it's really the reality. The cocoa industry is big on enslaving kids in certain areas. And we have fair trade, direct trade chocolate that you can get, direct trade coffees. One of our coffees, Twin Engine, makes a 400% bigger difference than conventional fair trade in Nicaragua, as it's roasted packaged there. We have bags, handmade bags from Nepal and India, wallets, jewelry. Yeah, come on in and check us out. A lot of beautiful things, teas. We have clothes from Lef Apparel designed in Madison and ethically created in India. So yeah, come on over and check us out.
We're talking with Manuel Reminger of Ethical Trade Co. Co-owner, co-founder, is that, that's correct, right, Manuel?
Co-founder, yes.
Co-founder, beautiful. And
yeah, we're a nonprofit. So.
Beautiful. I just think the story, when I learn more about what you and James kind of went through to get to where you are today in terms of just being present in other areas of the world, seeing issues, and then relating how you could bring that to Madison to kind of help do something to impact that, but also bring awareness to it. How important is that? How important is the awareness piece for people in the United States, for people in the Madison area that you guys wanted to bring that here?
I think awareness is actually probably the number one thing for us locally. You know, if I don't know that the t-shirts I'm buying at places may have slave labor in them or oppression in them, I'm not going to care, right? But once I find out how it affects people in Bangladesh and other places in the world, then I want to find an alternative. And we offer those alternatives for not too much more. We've got beautiful t-shirts here for $25 that are actually slave-free, empowering people. And if people don't understand that there is, you know, child labor in their chocolate, that there is slave labor in their clothes, in their coffees, they're not going to care. But once you find out, you want to make a difference, right? And then we provide that alternative to you to actually make a positive impact. You know, in a sense, I always say we are an indictment to extreme American consumerism and try to, you know, take steps to make a difference in that.
Talking with Manuel of Ethical Trade Co. Again, you can find out more about them. The website is ethicaltradeco.com, ethicaltradeco.com. Manuel, you know, one other thing I wanted to ask you about was the coffee you mentioned. I'm a big coffee lover. You guys participated in Coffee Fest recently as well. So give us a little more about the coffees you offer there, because I know that's something a lot of people enjoy.
Yes, yeah, we do have our oldest partner, Level Ground Trading, based in Canada. It's a direct trade company that has all kinds of coffees from French roast to a bright roast. They also do dried fruit and teas. We do have Methodical Coffee as our latest supplier. Methodical Coffee, I love the flavor of the coffee. The bags look beautiful. You know, I don't know so much about them yet other than they're direct trade. We do have Twin Engine from Nicaragua. And we're actually currently in the process and discussion to sourcing our own green coffee and then roast it with True Coffee Roasters. Talking to people in Honduras, in Colombia, and in Indonesia. So we're excited about that.
Another Dane by Local member. Look at that collaboration. It's a beautiful thing, right?
Yeah, that came about through Coffee Fest as well. So I was honored to be part of that.
Man, well, I think what you and James have done and are doing is just incredible. And I wish you a ton of success moving forward. As we think about ourselves here and the riches we have in our country, and we think about people in other countries, what are some of the things that you think we can do here in the United States, or just as I'm an individual consumer, what can I do to help make an impact?
Yeah. So when I do seminars on our slavery footprint, I can see people getting quite overwhelmed, you know, because it affects every area of your life, every area of the area, the things you consume. And so just like learning to walk, I always recommend take baby steps, get informed, you know, as a consumer, ask the question, where is this made? Is this ethically made? Or is there oppression and exploitation, you know, that is at the root of this product? And if it is, turn your back on that product and find one that is actually ethically made, you know. If you're not doing fair trade coffee right now, but you just get the cheapest coffee you can, know that there is a farmer at the end of this that's being gypped and that cannot make a living because of that. So start drinking a fair trade coffee. Start finding a direct trade coffee. You know, if you have a favorite chocolate bar that, you know, is not honest about where they're getting that cocoa, find another one. You know, take baby steps, because if you try to completely live exploitation free right away, it'll be like running a marathon with no training. You're going to die. It's not going to work. But if you take one step at a time, you're going to become stronger and stronger, and you become a modern day abolitionist.
Fantastic, Manuel. Take care of yourself. That's Manuel at Ethical Trade Company, ethicaltradeco.com. Check him out. Manuel, stay well, okay?
You too, Jason. Thank you.
Great talking with you. We'll be back here on the other side of the break on Let's Get Local.